हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ओम् सहनावतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। सो having already presented the absolute reality Brahman as the material cause of the universe and the samsara, presenting Brahman as a source of existence of samsara, now in the next mantra which we saw yesterday, the mantra where it is that absolute reality Brahman alone is there as the intelligent cause of the universe also. How do we understand that Brahman is there as intelligent cause? It's also inferred that everything here exists within the realm of the order. And for the order to be there, there must be knowledge. The knowledge is not outside of Brahma. Knowledge is the very sarupam of the Brahma. Therefore, the intelligent cause of the universe also is Brahma. That is made very clear in this mantra, which we saw yesterday. Because this knowledge alone is backing the order, and when everything functions within the realm of the order, it's said as if everything is functioning out of the fear of Brahma. Let us see the mantra. Edidam kincha jagat sarvam prana ejati nisrutam महद्भयं वज्रमुद्यतं ययेतद्विदुरमृतास्ते भवन्ति. सो दि बेनिफिट ऑफ डिस्कवरिंग दिस फैक्ट ऑफ ब्रह्मन बीइंग द ओनली रियालिटी एंड विच अलोन इज देयर एज द मटेरियल एंड इंटेलिजेंट कॉजेस ऑफ द यूनिवर्स. द ओनली रियालिटी इज देयर एज बोथ द कॉजेस ऑफ द यूनिवर्स. फ्रॉम द स्टैंड पॉइंट ऑफ द यूनिवर्स, द नॉलेज एंड द maker and the material one and the same Brahma. That is how Brahman is given the status of being the Ishvara also. And discovering this fact alone enables people discover the fact of immortality being their swarupam, nature. So discovering the nature of immortality alone, attaining immortality, becoming immortal. So we have to see the Bhashyam today. Yadidam kincha, yat, yadidam kincha. That word is commented upon by Shankaracharya. Yat kimcha idam jagat. Whatever little is in this universe, means whatever is here in this universe as part of the universe, everything is in the realm of the universe only, that universe. Prane means parasmin brahmani. Everything exists only in prana. Here the word prana implies the param brahma. Parasmin brahmani, in Brahman only. Parasmin brahmani sati, remaining in that absolute reality Brahman alone, everything in this world, yejati, everything moves. Kampate, everything moves. The very motion, the movement and the part of everything is possible because of their having existence in Brahma. Tataha eva nisrutam. And everything has come into existence also from Brahman. Nisrutam is equal to nirgatam. Where has this universe, where has everything exists in the universe come from? Everything has come into existence from Brahma, enjoys existence in Brahma, and any movement, any motion happening also is within the realm of Brahman only. Means all activities and functions are also functions on the part of everything exists in the world is only because of their existence in Brahma. Nisrutam means nirgatam, emerged. Nirgatam sat prachalati. Prachalati, Shankaracharya says, means niyamena cheshtate. Very important verb is niyamena cheshtate. Cheshtate means functions, acts, works. Everything functions. Niyamena means what? Niyamena, properly, in keeping with order. In keeping with order, everything functions properly. Which means even existence of even a tiny thing is not possible in this universe if it is not in the realm of the order. So even a tiny mosquito or any microbe to be existent here, there is an order why it has come into existence, why it is existent here, and what it can cause, what is the benefit of it, what is the advantage of it, what is the limitation of it, what is the harm it can cause. Everything is within the realm of an order. It can be even the coronavirus or any other virus. Every tiny thing comes into existence. There is an order involved in the coming into existence of everything, the existence of everything, and even its resolution of it, and its contributions, its limitations, activities, functions, everything is within the realm of an order. Therefore, niyamena cheshtate. Therefore, what? Brahman is knowledge. Backing the order, Brahman alone is in the form of the knowledge backing the order involved in the existence, the functions and activities of all on the part of all the everything that is here. Yadevam, yadu means that Brahman, which alone is jagat utpatyadi karanam, jagat utpatyadi karanam. The Brahman alone is the cause of the origination of universe, etc. Means what? Utpatti Adi means origination, etc. Means origination, sustenance and resolution of the universe. That Brahman, which alone is the only source of existence of origination, existence and resolution. Brahman is the only cause of existence, resolution, origination of everything, the universe, jagat. Jagat utpatyadi karanam Brahma tad mahat tan mahat bhayam. The Brahman is said to be what now? Great fear. Great source of great fear. So you should not mistake here when you say Brahman is great fear, a great terror. You don't mistake it to be a source of fear. No. Brahman is of the nature of fearlessness. And discovering that Brahman as one's own Swarupam will bless us with fearlessness, will help us resolve the phenomenon called fear for good. But still, here the word bhayam is used to say that how nothing can exist outside of the law and order, outside of the order. Therefore, that order, because of the presence of which alone order is possible, because of the nature of knowing of Brahman alone order is possible, therefore Brahman is said to be the fear, great fear. When everything happens because of the mere existence of Brahman. So Shankaracharya explains, mahat cha tad bhayam cha. This Brahman is mahat, means great. There's nothing which is greater than Brahma, bigger than Brahma. So Brahman is what? Mahat, great. Because everything in this universe is dependent on Brahma for its existence. And Brahman is absolutely independent of everything for its existence. So who is great? So Brahman is great because Brahman cannot be, no harm can happen for Brahman from anything that you see here, but everything is mithya, enjoys existence in Brahma. Therefore, Brahman is great. and that bhayam cha. And that Brahman is also what? Bhayam causes fear. The source of fear means what? We should not mistake it to be a source of fear in the sense as if people do their duties properly out of fear of their supervisors. Here also, without being told, without being instructed, everything in this, all the devas, all the devatas, all the natural phenomena function as if they are supervised by, you know, the fighting supervisor above them. As if, because of the existence of the Brahman in the form of knowledge back in the order. Therefore, Brahman is said to be the fear here. Bibheti asmad iti mahadbhayam. All the devatas, all the beings, all the phenomena function. Pure Brahma. Therefore, it seems everything is afraid of Brahma. Bibheti asmad iti. Therefore, Brahman is said to be mahadbhayam. That word bhayam, fear, actually implies Brahman being the knowledge backing the order. Therefore, Brahman alone is in the form of order over which we have no say. We cannot change the order of Brahman. Brahman is in the form of order. We cannot change it. Even Brahman cannot change it because that is how Brahman is. Therefore, Brahman is said to be what now? Here implies the term bhayam. The word bhayam meaning fear implies Brahman being the knowledge backing the order. Thereby, Brahman alone is in the form of the unchangeable order. Vajram udyatam. Vajram udyatam. Udyatam vajram means what? The lifted up thunderbolt, the weapon, the frightening weapon called vajram, thunderbolt, and is lifted up. Really, it must be, any weapon must be lifted only for cutting something or destroying something, causing pain to something. Therefore, here, it looks as if the weapon is lifted, the weapon called thunderbolt is lifted, thereby everything is made to function in proper order. Here also, Brahman, its very existence, nature of knowing, is here in the form of very order. That is the meaning here. That is why all our actions also, yeah, I'm just going out of the track. That is why human beings alone are expected to be without disturbing the order. How can we live our lives without disturbing the order? Only when our actions are in conformity with our knowledge of right and wrong. Then our actions are in conformity with the universal values. That is how we live our lives in harmony with the order. We do not disturb the order. Then we tap Bhagavan's grace. Bhagavan becomes Brahman as Ishvara. A bestower of results becomes the Anugrahakarta. Otherwise, if our actions are not in conformity with our knowledge of right and wrong, they're simply determined by our desires, our own impulse by desires, then if we disturb the order, our actions disturb the order, going against the order, then we are rubbing against the order means the same order will, Bhagavan of order will also ordain punishment in terms of unpleasant experiences. Bhagavan is called Punisher, Nigrahakarta. This is how the Ishvara is understood in the teaching. Anyway, so Vajram Udyatam Iva. In Sri Rudram, we say, Bhagavan, salutations unto Bhagavan's anger. Bhagavan has anger or what? Bhagavan is angry or what? No. There the word anger of Bhagavan is said to be nothing but Bhagavan is in the form of unchangeable order. That order disturbed will disturb. the disturber, the person who disturbs, order disturbed, rubbed against, will disturb or rub against the one who disturbs, causes disturbance. Therefore, Bhagavan is said to be, having anger. Here also, it's as if the lifted thunderbolt causes fear. So also Bhagavan, being the form of order, also is said to be frightening. Yatha vajra udyata karam. Yatha vajra udyata karam. Swaminam abhimukhi bhutam drishtva. Bhrityaha niyamena. Tachashane vartante. Very nice. Bhrityaha means servants. Servants niyamena vartante. They remain very disciplined and orderly in under the governance of that master. The servants remain disciplined and orderly under the governance of the master. Seeing the master with his hand lifting up the thunderbolt. Vajra udyatakaram swaminam abhimukhi bhutam drishtva. Abhimukhi bhutam. So seeing the master, swaminam drishtva, seeing the master coming towards them with his weapon, the thunderbolt lifted up, the servants remain disciplined and orderly under his governance. Tasya shasane in Sanskrit, this compound word, tachasane. Tasya shasane means tachasane, and in his under his governance. Yatha vajra udyatakaram swaminam abhimukhi bhutam swaminam drishtva. Just as seeing the master coming towards them with this weapon lifted up, bhrityaha, the servants, niyamena vartante tachasane tasya shasane. The servants remain disciplined, remain in order under his governance or in his governance. Tatha, similarly, the example similarly, we need a gross example. So such a proper example is given. In India, I can give another example also. We'll be all making noise in classes, okay? All big noise we'll be making in class when we're children. And the teacher enters with the stick. Seeing the teacher, okay, he won't beat, okay? He just enters the class with a stick. Whole class will remain silent. As the teacher enters with a stick, we remain silent. No more shouting and screaming. Those days, okay, I'm not talking about these days. I'm talking about when I was in school. Of course, we never got beaten, but still the teacher always used to come with a stick in the class, especially when we're below 10. I really still remember that days. So yatha, tatha, okay, tatha idam. Yatha, tatha. Similarly, in the same way, chandraditya graha nakshatra tarakadi lakshanam jagat seshwaram. Very nice. Sa ishwaram. Seshwaram jagat. The universe with its Lord. Sa ishwaram seshwaram. Seshwaram jagat means what? The universe with the Lord. The universe is not anatha. The universe is not, the lordless. The universe is not supportless. Universe is with its Lord. Seshwaram jagat. Universe with the Lord, the ruler. And the universe in the form of what? சந்திராதித்ய கிரக கிரக நட்சத்திர தாராதி தாரகாதி லட்சணம். The universe in the form of sun, the moon, sun, planets, stars, galaxies, etc. Okay? Chandra, Aditya, Graha, Nakshatra, Tarakadi, Lakshanam. Tarakam or Tara means star, Saj, etc. Constellation, etc. The universe is in the form of all this. That Jagat is with the Lord, the ruler. That universe. Niyamena, in proper order, Niyamena, in proper order, Kshanam api avishrantam vartate. It remains restless even for a second. It does not take leave. Universe does not ask for any break, holiday. Okay? Avishrantam, Vishrantihi means rest. Avishrantam means without any rest, without any leave, without any break. Continuously, constantly, the universe functions. The universe in the form of all the natural phenomena, such as sun, the moon, sun, planets, stars, etc., all of them, the galaxies, etc., everything functions without taking any break. Avishrantam, kshanamapi avishrantam, not even for a fraction of a second, it remains non-functional. Everything functions continuously. Imagine if sun wants to take a break for half an hour or 10 minutes, goes away, what will happen? Finished already one. Even in spite of having a bright sun, we have so many microbes coming. Without it, what will happen? Avishantam vartate iti uktam bhavati, which means no natural phenomenon remains non-functional even for a second. So, Sheshram Jagate, Kshanam Api Avishrantam Niyamena Vartate Iti Uktam Bhavati. That is what is conveyed here. What is conveyed here is that nothing, no phenomenon in the universe remains functionless, non-functional, even for a second. They're constantly, continuously functioning. And the functioning means they're backed by the order. And that order is the realm of backed by the knowledge. And the knowledge is manifestation of reality, Brahma. Therefore, here this absolute reality, Brahman alone is there as the Lord, Ishvara in the form of order. The very beautiful mantra, Puja Swamiji loves this mantra because Swamiji alone makes it very clear, Ishvara is very much in this world as order. That Ishvara is not a form. The very order is Ishvara. Not back in the order is Ishvara. All the functions are Ishvara. The results of actions are Ishvara. The Lord determining the results of action also is Ishvara. Why this is the result? If order is not there, I tell you, we cannot answer for all the problems we go through in life today. Why one becomes sick? Why one becomes healthy? Why one is happy? Why one is unhappy? Various types of results of actions are experienced by people and all beings. That is because all these, what is being gone through now by all the beings, are all properly ordained by the law. When natural laws, and all those laws are Ishvara. There's an order involved in everything. Therefore, that is why Ishvara is like a terror, because you can't escape Bhagavan in the form of order. If I tell a lie, if I cheat, if I do anything, any harmful to other people, other beings, if I hurt, then knowingly, unknowingly, if I do also, I have to pay for it. But that won't be a problem. But knowingly when I do, the world, we were very bad and do anything wrong. And then I may think, okay, nobody knows what I do. Yes, other people, the reference and relatives may not know. But Bhagavan, in the form of order, we cannot escape. Because the nature of the order is such that definitely there will be result following that action appropriately. Then we cannot escape. That is why Bhagavan is in the form of the very law and order, natural law, determining, result determining law, Bhagavan also. Bhagavan is very terror. You know, people say, no, why Bhagavan makes me suffer? He is really terrible. He has no compassion. Yes, that is why he is said to be terror. He means what? We say Bhagavan, it's not he that. That law and order is Brahma. Okay, so very nice. Ye etad viduhu. Ye means ye etad viduhu. Ye janaha etad viduhu. Those people who know this fact, understand this fact. Swatma pravritti sakshibhutam ekam. Etad means what? Here, Brahma. What is that Brahma? Swatma bhuta. Sorry, swatma pravritti sakshibhutam ekam. Pah, very beautiful word this is. What is this Brahman here? That Brahman, the truth of the entity of the universe alone, is here as the one's own self. As what? The only witness. Sakshibhutam ekam. That reality of the universe, Brahman alone is here as the nearest self and the only witness of all activities of one's own self. Swatma pravritti, swatma pravritti sakshibhutam ekam. Whatever you do, your actions are known to you, the intentions behind the actions are known to you. The motive behind actions action is known to you. Intentions, the motive is known to you. Others may not know the motive, but you know the motive also. Therefore, you are the witness. Nobody can say, you know, you are there as the witness of your motive, your intention. And who is that witness? You say, you are the witness. Mean that you, the witness, you are nothing but Brahma. Therefore, and those who discover, those who understand, those who know that Brahman, the only obtaining as the only witness of the activities of one's own self, that obtaining in one's own mind, that Brahman, those who know that Brahman, those people, swatma pravritti sakshibhutam ekam Brahma. Ye viduhu, those people who know, amrutaha bhavanti, they become immortal. Mean what? Amarana dharmanaha te bhavanti. Amrutaha sham te amarana dharmaha. Those whose nature is immortality, deathlessness, they are said to be people of deathlessness. Amarana dharmanaha te bhavanti. In fact, they do not become immortal. I mean, by taking ownership of immortality as their own nature, they become immortal. So, taking ownership of immortality as one's own nature is not an easy joke unless essence becomes shifted from, identity becomes shifted from anatma body to the consciousness, the atma. And the shifting of the essence of anatma body to the consciousness is the vision of the Brahma. That doesn't happen overnight. And here that Brahman alone is here as the Sakshi. Sakshi Bhutam Yekam Brahma. Brahman alone is in the form of witness of the activities of one's own self. Swatma pravritti means activity. Swatma pravritti means one's own activities. And the Brahman is the only witness. Brahman is in the form of the only witness of one's own activities. And that Brahma, which is there as the only witness of the activities of everyone, is one and the same. So this is the benefit of discovering that Brahma. Ye etad viduhu swatma pravritti sakshibhutam ekam swatmanaha pravrittinam sakshibhutam ekam brahma ye viduhu te amritaha is equal to amarana dharmanaha te bhavanti. They become amarana dharmanaha. They become those who are of the nature of immortality. They do not become, actually they take ownership of immortality as their own nature. Okay, this is the mantra number, it is 2, which is over. Now we are entering into the third mantra. So the third mantra also, again, is very, this is that these are the mantras. Please understand, these are the mantras through which we understand the concept of Ishvara also. Even though the nature of the absolute reality is the main subject matter here, understanding the very reality, the truth of the universe, obtaining as one's own truth, one's own nature, is the main subject matter. Focus on understand Brahman only, but that Brahman alone is here as the very Brahman is of the nature of knowledge. Therefore, Brahman alone is there as the manifested knowledge backing the order. Therefore, Brahman is in the form of order. That is why Brahman is also looked upon as Ishvara. This very important mantra, very beautiful mantras. And this is, I don't know, people who, Hari Kathopanishad, how can they miss this? Is Ishvara being manifest as the universal natural law and order? How can they miss it? Because for our living here, even for a human being to live his life properly, in keeping with the order, means we have no choice. We have to choicelessly live a life of values, which means I have no choice. I can fulfill my desires only through righteous means. There's no, helplessly I have desires. Desires have to be fulfilled by performing actions. But I see my actions should be in conformity with dharma, even for the sake of fulfilling my desires. For the sake of fulfilling my desires, I cannot do things which are against dharma. If understanding is there, there is fear. You do not want to go against dharma. Why? You are frightened of facing the consequences later on. Because you can't escape. You are frightened of touching fire. Why you don't want to touch fire? Because you know the consequence. You know the consequence of touching the fire. Your finger will get burnt. So you do not want to touch fire and you are afraid of touching the fire because you do not want to get burnt. You do not want to face the consequences. In the same way here, if we understand Bhagavan is in the form of universal natural moral law and order, Bhagavan is in the form of every inexplicably the natural law, all these different laws which alone determine the results of actions. Therefore, when we go through the experience of pairs of opposites, and those pairs of opposites sometimes are very, very unpleasant, undesirable, still we have to go through, no choice. There's no way of escaping because they're ordained by, we have to exhaust by experiencing, by going through that only we have to exhaust. Because determined by the order. Why order determines such a result? That is the result of whatever was done before, which means somewhere that action must have rubbed the order. Once you understand this fact, we do not need police, okay? We don't need, we will all be living our lives in conformity with the values. Now, it's like some places where there's no shopkeeper. People just go, especially in farmer market, but some people just go, pick up whatever they want, they weigh, and whatever money has to be paid, they put the money in the place and come back. There's nobody to take the money from you. Nobody's going to see whether you're going to put enough money or not, because you are trusted. Which means, one becomes committed to live a life of values. Once a person knows the consequences of not following the values, not living a disciplined life and following the advantage of the benefit of living a life of dharma. Therefore, it's very important for us to understand Bhagavan is very much there as countless number of laws which govern the results of actions. Bhagavan is there as the universal natural moral law and order. Bhagavan alone is there as the order behind the function of every living and non-living thing in the world. It can be sun, moon or stars. It can be wind or any element. It can be the ocean or mountain. It can be anything. Everything, okay, visibly happening actions, functions, invisibly happening functions and actions, the motions and movements, molecular motion, etc. There is behind all the functions and actions, there is an order. That order is Ishvara. And Ishvara is Brahma. The order is backed by knowledge. The knowledge is Brahma. Because there's no knowledge, no order outside of the reality Brahma. It's very beautiful teaching, very beautiful lesson. And Kathopanishad really makes okay. So, Brahman is source of anger and fear. Means Brahman alone, as Ishvara, as the law, ordains the unpleasant results also in keeping with the wrong actions. And therefore, everything here functions not because of instruction of Brahma. By mere presence of Brahma, everything functions. All the natural, only human beings need that punishment, okay? All the beings in the world, the living beings and also non-living things in the world, they function in keeping with the order. Therefore, it is said here, tat katham tad bhayat jagat vartate ityaha. Therefore, it is said here, how the entire universe exists here out of the fear of the Brahman. Entire universe exists here out of the fear of Brahman means and everything in the world functions out of fear of the Brahman. How tad bhayat means tasya brahmanaha bhayat jagad vartate. The universe functions in proper order without causing any disturbance, without affecting the harmony of anything in the world. Everything in the world functions in proper order. How? The answer is given in this following mantra. Bhayadasyagnistapati Bhayatapati Suryaha Bhayadindrascha Vayuscha Mrityurdhavati Panchamaha பயாதஸ்யாக்னிஸ்தபதி பயாத்தபதி சூரியஹ பயாதிந்திரஸ்ச வாயுஸ்ச மிருத்யுர்தாவதி பஞ்சமஹா. பயா பயாதக்னிஸ்தபதி, ஜஸ்ட் சந்தி மேக் நோட் ஆஃப் இட். பயாதஸ்யா பயாதஸ்யாக்னிஸ்தபதி பயாத்தபதி சூரியஹம் பயாதிந்திரஸ்ச வாயுஸ்ச மிருத்யுர்தாவதி பஞ்சமஹா. சேம் கன்வேயிங் தி சேம் ஐடியா வே ஆர் த பியூட்டிஃபுல் மந்த்ராஸ் இன் தைத்திரி உபநிஷத் ஆல்சோ. பீஷோதேதி சூரியஹம் பீஷோதேதி சூரியஹ மிருத்யுர்தாவதி பஞ்சம இதி. சேம் ஐடியாஸ் கன்வேட் இன் தைத்திரி உபநிஷத் ஆல்சோ. எனிவே, சோ பயாத் அஸ்ய அவுட் ஆஃப் ஃபியர் ஆஃப் திஸ் பிரம்மன் ஒன்லி அக்னிஹி தபதி. அக்னிஹி தபதி, தி ஃபயர் ஹாஸ் திஸ் இன்ட்ரின்சிக் நேச்சர் ஆஃப் பர்னிங், heating, burning and heating. So Agnihi Tapati, who instructs the fire to burn, to heat up? No, Tapati, Agnihi, fire scorches, burns, heats up. Means fire is, there is an order. Why fire is not cold? Why it is hot? Why it burns? Why it heats up? Why it scorches? Okay, there is an order here. Therefore, it is said, and whatever lends existence to this fire, after all, fire, even though fire is an element, great element, it has no independent existence outside of Brahma. Therefore, it is this absolute reality which is of the nature of consciousness, in pure knowledge, implied with term Brahman alone, is here in the form of fire. The form of the intrinsic nature of fire, in the form of the order involved in that nature of fire. Therefore, it is said now, fire scorches, burns out of fear of the Brahma. Asya bhayat suryaha tapati. Now, suryaha, now sun scorches. Sun scorches and sun illumines. Out because of the fear of its fear of Brahma, which means the sun is, sun has the function of illumining, which is nature, and the nature, the possibility of that nature, and the knowledge behind it, behind that, the order behind it is Ishra, and Ishra is Brahma. There is no Ishra other than Brahma. What is that Brahma? This abstract, formless reality. Brahma. Asya bhayat suryaha tapati. Asya bhayat, we have to separate it. Indraha vayuscha bhayat. Indraha vayuscha. Even Indra Devata is involved in its own function. As after presenting your props, and the wind is of the nature of blowing. Vayuhu vati. Why does the wind blow? Why? How does it happen? Because there is an order involved in it. The knowledge backs it. Said to be functioning out of the fear of Brahma. Mrityuhu panchamaha iti dhavati. மிருத்யு பஞ்சமஹா, மிருத்யு தாவதி. பஞ்சமஹா மீன்ஸ் ஃபிஃப்த். சோ ஹியர் வி ஹேவ் மென்ஷன்ட் ஃபோர். நவ் இட் இஸ் மிருத்யு தி ஃபிஃப்த் யம. தி டைம் ஃபேக்டர், டைம் ஃபேக்டர் ஆர் தி லார்ட் ஆஃப் டெத் ஆல்சோ நவ் ரன்ஸ். டைம் கீப்ஸ் ஆன் மூவிங். And the time factor keeps on moving and the changes keep on happening in time. Therefore, the time factor looked upon as the Lord of Death is also what now? Keeps on running. And that is the very nature of the time. And that is because there's an order involved, there's the knowledge backing, and that knowledge is Brahma. It also doesn't exist outside of Brahma. It is said here, this Mrityuhu, the Lord of Death, none other than the time factor, which keeps on moving and in which the changes happen. Changes in terms of the death, in terms of changes happen. Therefore, the time also exists here and involved in its own function out of fear of Brahma. Bhayat. Bhayat means what? Bhitya. Bhaya, bhayam is a neuter gender word. Bhitihi is a feminine gender word. That's all the difference. Bhayat, fifth case. Bhitya, third case. Which means bhitya means bhayat. Out of fear. Bhitihi. Because of fear. Parameshwarasya Bhita. See, Shankara Bhagavatpada brought Ishvara here. Parameshwara. I noticed. I was wondering. I had an itching. Why I had not come across the word Ishvara? Why I had not come across the word Ishvara? Ishvara has to come into the picture, isn't it? I adore Swamiji. You know, how he made the Ishvara being order is not discussed by many people very clearly. Which Swamiji makes very clear, especially who are reading Bhagavad Gita home study, you would understand now. You could have noticed it. So, Shankaracharya in his Bhashyam, he has to bring in the topic of Ishvara. Parameshwarasya bhitya bhayat agnihi tapati. Parameshwaraha means what? When you talk about the order, immediately the Ishvara status is attributed to the reality, Brahma. When you talk about the order, you have to talk about the knowledge backing the order. Then you have to say, talk about what? Manifested knowledge. So Brahma, the source of knowledge, being the source of knowledge, looked upon as the manifested knowledge, back in the order, being remaining form of order is Parameshwara. Parameshwara bhayat agnihi bhayat tapati suryaha. So sun also functions and scorches, illumines out of the fear of that Brahma. Suryaha bhayat tapati. Tapati suryaha bhayat. Indraha vayuscha mrityuhu dhavati panchamaha. So now Indra devata, then vayu devata, mrityu devata, all these natural phenomena involved in the respective functions, all of them function as they're ordained to be functional. All of them function as they ordained to be functional out of the fear of Ishvara. And that ordainer of the law, ordainer of the order involved in their functions is Ishvara in the form of manifested knowledge. And for which the source is Brahma. Therefore, it is said here, Mrityurdhavati Panchamaha. Panchamaha means the fifth one. In the order, we can see Vayuhu, Indraha, they are mentioned here. Agnihi, Suryaha, Indraha, Vayuhu, four. And now, what about this fifth one here? Why fifth? You can say all the natural phenomena, all devatas, are involved in the respective functions without being instructed or induced, because there's ordainer in the form of knowledge and order behind every phenomenon. that ordinal obtaining of knowledge and order is Parameshwara, who is another than Brahma, the reality. Nahi Ishwaranam Lokapalanam. Ishwaranam Lokapalanam Samarthanam Satam Niyanta Ched Vajra Udyata Karavate Nasyant. Very nice. See, Ishwaranam Lokanam, say Lokapalanam Samarthanam Satam. Niyanta Chet, na Niyanta Chet. Udyata Karavat. Nasyat. Swami Bhaya Bhitanam Iva. Bhrityanam Niyata. Pravritti Rupapadyate. He says, Ishwaraha, the rulers, Lokapalaha, the protectors of the worlds, and who are highly capable, samarthaha. Samarthaha, lokapalaha, ishwaraha. Highly capable protectors of the world, the rulers, when they are there, satam, satam niyanta. Niyanta chet. Niyanta, here, na chet. If there is no ordainer, niyanta is a rikarantaha, pullingaha, niyantru shabdaha. Niyantru, niyata, niyanta means restrainer, ordainer, controller. So here, the one who controls and ordains definitely is a supervisor. Therefore, na niyanta chet, Ishwaranam, Lokapalanam, Samarthanam, Satam, niyanta na chet. If there is no controller, if there is no supervisor of all these highly capable protectors of the world, the rulers, Vajra Udyata Karavati, the ruler who is Vajra Udyata Karavati, one who has the Vajra Udyata Karanasyat. And he remains there as the one with the weapon, the thunderbolt lifted in his hand, Nasyat. Then, like the master having the thunderbolt lifted in his hand, he is not there. Swami Bhaya Bhitanam Iva, Bhrityanam, Neta Pravritti Upapadyate. Swayambhaya Bhitanam Iva, just as the servants who are afraid of their master, they will not be frightened if there is no Niyanta. Similarly, if there is no Ishra with the order, in the form of order, and then all these natural phenomena also will not be functioning in their order. All these are functioning. All these devatas, Adhishthana Devataha, all the Adhishthana Devatas alone here are highly capable, as highly capable, functional. They're protectors, the world. They're all of them here. all of them are functional in proper order only because there is Ishvara in the form of order, as the ordainer of the law. So it's only because of the fear of the master, all the servants, brityaha, niyataha, all the servants become disciplined and they serve, they do out of fear of the master. So here, so Bhagavan also, Bhagavan does not punish. Bhagavan is just there as a witness, as an order. The Bhagavan, the nature of the order is such that whenever anything goes out of order, anything causes, disturbs the order, then Bhagavan in the form of order punishes. Punishes means what? Brings the order back to the disorder, back to order. That is what is punishment. Actually, punishment or causing the suffering is not Bhagavan's. Bhagavan is not a sadist. He wants to make us feel upset. No. Bhagavan is the very order that which brings the disorder back to order, remaining in a certain way, which becomes our unpleasant experience. And that's a different thing. So here, Bhagavan is the intelligence. Bhagavan is the knowledge principle behind the order. And in keeping with which, all the phenomena function as if the servants supervised by the master with a lifted weapon coming towards them, frightened, and they do their work properly. So also all these phenomena, always called Adhishtana Devatas, function. This is the meaning of this mantra. Na chet, if such Ishvara is not there, the fifth Lord, the ruler, the controller of all these protective, capable devatas is not there, Ishvara is not there, then like this master who comes coming towards the servants with his lifted up weapon, all these devatas will not function properly, will not be in order. Like the servants who are controlled, controlled in the sense who are disciplined by the master alone, function in his presence out of fear. So Bhagavan is not a terror really. Bhagavan is in the form of Bhagavan is of the nature of unchangeable, unchanging order involved in all the functions. Because all the order is backed by intelligence principle, which is Bhagavan. And Bhagavan is, Parameshwara is Brahma. Okay. Very nice. Let's go to the next mantra. Simple mantras today. Is it clear? You have to go through the text again. If you have any doubts, then come back to me. Clear?
Swamini, please explain the fifth again.
Which one?
The fifth.
The fifth is, see here, there are four devatas mentioned in the mantra. And the fifth one mentioned is Mrityuhu. Mrityuhu means Lord of Death. Lord of Death is none other than the time factor. The time runs, isn't it? Time never stops. Morning comes, morning goes, afternoon comes, afternoon goes, evening comes, evening goes, again morning comes, isn't it? 24 hours, the time keeps on running. Time doesn't walk. Time keeps on running. Time keeps on moving fast. And in time, all the changes also happen. Anything and everything, birth happens, death happens, old age happens, experiences happen. And everything, anything which happens is what a change. Birth, etc. So all the changes happen, including the unpleasant change called death also. Therefore, the time factor looked upon as the Lord of death is said to be Lime is of that nature. There's an order involved, isn't it? Why time keeps on moving? That order also is knowledge. That means the time factor does not exist outside of Brahma. Anything and everything which enjoys existence within the realm of reality is said to be functional and existing only out of the fear of Brahma. You see, it's a figurative expression. Fear means not actually fear. The very order. So the time factor also keeps on moving as Lord of death out of fear of Brahma. Panchama means what? Now in this order, the fifth one mentioned here. Mrityu Panchamaha Dava, the fifth Devata, the Lord of death, also keeps on running out of fear of Ishvara. Why if time does not remain, that does not stay for some time, take a break? Why the phenomenon called time keeps on moving? Why should it not stand? Because there's order. But still, of course, we understand later everything is mithya, that's a different thing. Time has no existence outside of the reality. That is what is actual teaching. Even time cannot do any harm to the reality. The time itself out of fear of Ishvara, Brahma. How can time do any harm to? See, all human beings, as simple, ignorant people, simple people are afraid of time, Lord of death. We are all afraid of death, no? We are frightened of death. Whereas Ishvara, being the frightener of death, is free from fear of death. Which means the reality, the Atma, our real nature being Atma, the Atma, the Brahman, is not subject to death, subject to time. So you are the truth, you are the reality which backs up, which then say existence to all the devatas and their functions. So you cannot become the victim of the problems caused by any of the devatas. That is the final idea. Brityanam niyata pravruttihi na upapadyate. The last line that they say, Brityanam niyata pravruttihi. Pravruttihi is a strilinga shabda. Niyata pravruttihi na upapadyate. It is not possible for the regulated activity, disciplined activity on the part of servants. Niyata means disciplined, restrained. Niyata is a stealing, pravritti is stealing a shabda. Niyata pravritti means disciplined activity na upapadyate is not possible on the part of servants. If they're not frightened of the master. So, Swami Bhaya Bhitanam Bhrityanam Pravruttihi Niyata Upapadyate. The activity becomes disciplined on the part of them, only of the servants who are afraid of. of their master, seeing the master with a lifted weapon in his hand. Similarly, only because of this Bhagavan Vimha of order, intelligent principle, involved in all the functions, all these phenomena also function in keeping the order, in proper order. Very nice. Neta pravritti. Swami bhaya bhitanam vrityanam niyata pravrittihi upapadyate. Tatha. That's the meaning. Okay, the mantra number 4. So two mantras present Brahman as the intelligent or efficient cause of the universe, and the other mantra which understood it, where Ishwar, Bhagavan, Brahman is present as the source of existence of samsara, is present there. Brahman is presented as the material cause of the universe. Now, here, again, Upanishad comes back to the main teaching. What the main teaching? Knowledge of that absolute reality, Brahman, which alone is here as Ishwar, the ruler of the universe. There is no Ishwar other than Brahman. And Ishwara as the Lord of the universe, as the intelligent material cause of the universe, the Brahman alone is there. And knowledge of that Brahman is freedom. Manushya dharma, manushya purushartha. Manushya purushartha means what now? There's no animal purushartha. Animals do not have any purushartha. So purushartha itself is moksha. The human pursuit, the absolute human pursuit in terms of moksha is only in discovering that Brahman, absolute reality Brahma. That fact is again repeated here. So that we will make all possible efforts to discover that Brahman. Don't lose track of what you have been studying. Upanishad wants us to remember. Don't forget, you have to discover that Brahman because your freedom is in discovering that Brahman. Therefore, these mantras again present Brahma Jnanam Eva Moksha Praptihi. Attainment of knowledge of the reality Brahman is attainment of moksha. That fact is discussed in these following mantras. Tachcha Iha chedashakad bodham prak sharirasya visrasaha. Iha chedashakad boktum bodham, not boktum, bodham. Iha ched ashakad bodham prak sharirasya visrasaha. Prak sharirasya visrasaha. Tata sargeshu lokeshu hairatvaya kalpate. Iha chedashakad bodham prak sharirasya visrasaha. Tata sargeshu lokeshu hairatvaya kalpate. Okay. Okay. Here, iha means here in this world, while living in this world with this body mansions complex itself, iha. Bodham ashakat chet. Bodham ashakat chet. If a person is capable of knowing, if a person somehow becomes capable, if a person is able to know, bodham ashakad chet iha, when prak before, if a person is able to know the reality, iha bodham ashakad chet kada, when prak before what? Hairasya visrasaha. Sharira vishras means the fall of the body. Sharirasya vishras. Sharira vishras. Harirasya vishras means vishras means the disintegration. Before the disintegration of the body, before the fall of the body, before the death of the body. Iha prak before sharirasya visrasaha prak, before the death or the fall, the disintegration of the body, ashakad bodhum ashakad chet, if a person is able to somehow know the truth, iha, here in this world, we're living this world, then what happens? Saha tataha, that person becomes liberated. That is implied. The person becomes free. So whoever is able to discover the truth before the fall of the body, that person becomes liberated for living in this world itself. Tataha, thereafter. Suppose a person is not able to discover the truth, what will be there? The consequences said in the next sentence. Tataha, if a person is not able to know, that is implied again. The person is not able to know the truth in his life itself. Thereafter, helplessly, sargeshu lokeshu hayatvaya kalpate. Kalpate, he becomes then victim of assuming another body. Kalpate means becomes the victim of having to assume the body. Victim of ignorance. He becomes suitable only for sariratvam, means having the body in all the continuously flowing sargeshu lokeshu. Sargeshu means in all the creatures in the worlds, assuming the body in some creature, body of some creature or the other, the person will continue to be in these worlds. Means what? He'll remain in bondage. See, here the mantra is not complete. Doesn't present all the words required here. It simply says, if a person makes efforts, he is able to know the truth in this life, he can escape. He becomes free from bondage. He becomes free. Otherwise, he continues to remain in ignorance. Then what happens? Choicelessly, he will be suitable. He will be eligible only to assume the body of any of the creatures in this world. And he will continue to be in this world as a bound person. He will continue to be in samsara. There's no freedom for him. That is the teaching here. Tataha sargeshu lokeshu sargeshu hayatvaya kalpate. Again, we can't exactly tell which body he'll assume. So he will be eligible only for assuming the body in one of these creatures in this world. Sargeshu, Lokeshu. He'll be around here. There's no choice of becoming free. That's the meaning of this mantra. Iha ched bodham ashakat prak sharirasya visrasaha prak tataha hariratvaya kalpate sargeshu lokeshu. Attain jnanam in free bondage. If he has not attained jnanam, he has to be ignorant. He will have some body or the other, he'll be hanging around in this world. That is the teaching. Iha, now I'm reading the Bhashyam. Iha jivanneva. Ya jivanneva ched yadi ashakat. See? See, shakkat, ashakkat. Shakkat means what? Shaknoti. Ashakkat means what? Iha jivanneva chet. Yadi ashakkat. Ashakkat here should not be mistaken as ashakat means shaknoti. Yadi ashakat means yadi shaknoti. Yadi shaktaha. While living in this body, mind, and complex in this world, if a person is able, capable of knowing, able to know, what? Shaktaha san. Janati. If a person is capable of knowing, able to know, bhaya karanam brahma, discover the Brahman, the source of fear, bodham avagantum, iha jivan neva, while living in this world itself, chet, if a person, ashakat, chet means yadi, if, chet, outwards yadi, can you see that now? Chet is equal to yadi, Sanskrit students. Yadi, chet means if, ashakat, ashakat is equal to, ashakat is equal to shaknoti. Is capable, is able. Shaknoti means what? Shaktahasan. Shaktahasan means being capable of knowing. If a person is able to know. Shaktaha, what? Janati. Being capable, a person knows. Yetad bhayakarnam brahma. If a person being capable, if a person knows, discovers that Brahman is source of fear, bodham is equal to avagantam, to understand, to know. When prak means puram, prak is equal to puram, before. When hairasya visrasaha. Visrasaha means avasramsanat. Avasramsanam. Please make a note. Avasramsate. 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 Gandhi vamsamsate hasta. Remember that word now? First chapter? Avasramsanat. Patanat, before the falling of the body. Sharirasya visrasaha is equal to sharirasya avasramsanat patanat puram. Before the fall of the body, samsara bandhanat muchyate, that person becomes liberated from the bondage of samsara. samsarasya bandhanat vimuchyate. So before the fall of the body, if a person is capable of discovering the truth that Brahman, the source of fear, then the person becomes liberated from bondage of samsara. Okay. Na chet ashakat bodham. Na chet ashakat bodham. Are any basham? Are following? Are you following now? Nached ashakad bodhum. A person is not capable of knowing, the person is not able to know. Nached, if not, ashakad bodhum, able to know. The person is not able to know. Bodhum na ashakat ched. Tataha thereafter, anavabodhat. Anavabodhat. Avabodha means knowledge. Anavabodha means ignorance. Please make a note. Avabodha means knowledge. Anavabodha means ignorance. Anavabodhat. Because of ignorance. Sargeshu srijyante. Yeshu srashtavyaha praninaha iti sargaha. Sargeshu, in different creatures. Srijya, now why the creature is called Sargaha? Sargaha means creation only. But the creature is also called Sargaha. Why? Shankaracharya gives the explanation here. Srijyante Yeshu Srishtavyaha Paninaha iti Sargaha. The creatures are, creatures should be created in the creation only. Therefore, they are called sargaha. So, they will be born in some creature's body. They will be born assuming some creature's body. Prithivyadayaha lokaha. These are the worlds, all these worlds. There are 14 worlds such as earth, etc. So, prithivyadeha lokaha, teshu sargeshu lokeshu. In all these created worlds, hariyatvaya, shairabhavaya kalpate, shairatvaya kalpate means shairabhavaya kalpate, he becomes very eligible for assuming the body. Samarthaha bhavati, Shairam grinnati tyartaha. Helplessly he assumes a body. See, there's something very important. Assuming a body itself is not our choice. Okay? Helplessly, body, we were ordained to assume a body. And what contributes to the assumption of the body? It is the ignorance. Understand? Unless and until we discover the truth, Brahman, there's no way of escaping. Okay. The ignorant person becomes eligible only for assuming the body, not for becoming free. Tasmat samsanat prak atma bodhai atnaha asteyaha. So what is the last teaching of Shankaracharya here? Tasmat, therefore, please understand, don't take this teaching for granted. This is a fact. If you want moksha, if you want freedom, you have to discover Brahman. If a person na ashakat chet bodham, a person is not able to understand the truth in this life, tataha no way sargeshu lokeshu harityaya kalpate. He becomes eligible to only assuming the body. Tasmat, therefore, sharira visramsanat prak. Tasmat sharira visramsanat. Tasmat sharira visramsanat prak. If you break it, tasmat sharira visramsanat prak. Before the fall of the body, atma bo. So, effort must be placed. Yatnaha asteyaha means effort must be placed, which means effort should be made for the for knowing the self. Atma bodhaya yatnaha asteyaha. So effort should be made for knowing the self before the fall of the body. Don't wait for the fall of the body. Okay, I'm stopping here. It looks very simple. This fact has been repeatedly heard. Atma bodhaya yatnaha asteyaha. All possible efforts must be made to know the self. Why? Before the fall of the body. Otherwise, we have to come back assuming the body as we have come back already. I don't want not to come back. I want to come back. People don't like sometimes moksha. I won't get the body. I can't enjoy everything then. That means you are still a baby you need a lollipop. And then, so Bhagavan has very happy to give many lollipops to keep you entertained and to punish you, hit you all sometimes whenever you go do things, wrong things. Okay, we'll stop here. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnam Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om.
Swaminiji.
Yeah.
Asteyaha.
Yeah. Asteyaha means should be placed. Literally it means. Asthanam. Asthapayati. Asthapayati means what? Astha channel. Astha channel. Paramatma is Astha. Okay. Original source. Asthayaman must be placed. Astha means absolute abode. So Astheyaha should be placed. Means effort should be placed. Means what? Effort should be made. Is it clear? Astheya, Asthapayati is the verb. Astheya is a potential passive participle. Effort must be placed. Effort must be made. So should. Atma jnanaya, atma avabodhaya, atma bodhaya, atma bodhaya, for knowing the atma, effort must be made when sharira avasramsanat prak. Sharira visramsanat prak. Visramsanam, visramsate, avasramsate, sramsate means what? False. Vi is a prefix. Ava is a prefix. Avasramsate, visramsate, sramsate, gandivam sramsate hastat. My gandiva falls from my hand. Slips my hand. Remember? Avasramsate. So, sharira visramsanat, avasramsanat prak. Don't wait for the body to get very, very, very old. Okay? Before even the body ages and becomes very old, start your effort to know the Atma right now. So before the fall of the body, you discover Atma so you can escape assuming another body. This is the teaching. So we missed in the previous janmas. How do we say that? We are here with the body. All of us missed. At least now this life still. You have beautiful opportunity. Don't miss it. Shankaracharya is very serious, okay? He is not, we are not very serious people. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.